All right. Last week we redefined the machlokas of is shlosha mezamnin or even shnayim rishus. We redefined that last week based on the Toshma of Nashim. When I was going back to the through the Gemara from the beginning, you get caught. And you have to redefine, you have to be, you know, reformulate based on the new definition, one of the Tashmas. I don't think the other Tashmas are problematic, but there is one that is problematic that causes a further reformulation. Okay, so that's what I want to show you guys today. Okay, so let's take a look. We'll pick it up from that Tashma of Tashma. Right, three lines down in the wide lines on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Toshma, Shlosha Sha'achl Ka'achas, Chayovin Lazame, Ve'ein Rishayin Lecholek. Right, so the Mishnah says three that ate together are obligated in Zimun and they can't split up. Shlosha in, Shnayim Lo. So you see it's three, yeah, but two, no. So what's the Kasha? So Rashi says, Shlosha, I mean, Ein Rishayin Lecholek, why? Because you're going to break the Torah Zimun. Shlosha in Shnayim Lo. Hachi Perusho. The Midik Sani Ein Rishayin Lachalek. Shma Mino. The Shlosha Mezamnin. Shnayim Ein Mezamnin. Right, since it says three can't split up, so you deduce from this that three do a Zimun and two don't do a Zimun. Vafilu Ratsu. Di Amrit Shnayim Nami Im Ratsu Mezamnin. Because if you're going to tell me that two also can do a Zimun, Amaya Ina Echad Rashay Lechalek. Why can't one of them split up? You know, leave. Lazel who? Let him go. Velo mefkas, birka zimun bahachi. And the birka zimun won't be broken with this. V'yizamnu hashnayim. And let the two do zimun. Right? So the Gemara answers, Shaini asam, the hukfu b'chova mikara. And Rashi explains, V'yazel who? Mifkas lehu chova. You'll break the chova. V'kama lehu bershus. And now you'll only have a zimun bershus. V'godol ha-metzuvah v'osa, misha'ina metzuvah v'osa. And the problem will be that you'll be lacking in the idea of godol ha-metzuvah v'osa, as we explained a few weeks ago. So the problem's like this. According to what we're saying now, we're saying, according to the guy who holds two, we were saying it's not really a zimun. It's not really a Zimun. The only real Zimun, essentially, is three. That's the only real Gad L'Hashem Iti Roma Shmo Yachtav. So if that's the case, so why does Rashi have to explain him based on the concept of Gadol HaMetzuvah Va'osa? Why isn't it simple? That if you have three guys together, the reason why one guy can't leave, even if I hold two as Rishus, is because, simple, because three is a real Zimun, and two is already not the real Zimun. It's just halacha that if I birkas a Muslim, one can be mevarech l'sheni. The guy doesn't have to make his own bracha. Oh, but one second, why do you have to tell me that the reason what you'll be lacking is gadol ha-metzuvah v'osa? Why don't you say, inherently, you'll be lacking in Zimun? That's basically the kasha. That is basically the kasha. Yeah, see, you're going to have to say from this Tashma, what becomes clear, one second, isn't it also, also, the Raya itself is not a good, if we had it the way we had it, the Raya itself is not a good Raya, because even the guy who holds two would agree with that, meaning that if you have three people, you shouldn't walk away, you shouldn't let a guy walk away. What's the Raya for the side that holds three? According to what we're saying, even the guy who holds two should agree the third guy can't walk away. Just as we're explaining it in the Maskana, that he would say, you don't need Gadol HaMetzuvah V'osa. Just simply say you're lacking in Zimun already. And now you just simply have a separate idea in Birkas HaMazon of a Bracha Achas L'Shneyem. Yeah, but you don't have the real Kiyum of Gadol HaShem Iti. So the whole Raya is not a Raya. The answer is not an answer. The whole Tashma doesn't work according to the Svara that we said. That's the main point we are making. Okay? So what you have to say here is it's clear you have to make a, tweak our formulation. You have to throw the whole thing away. You just got to tweak it. Which is, it must be like this. It must be that the guy that, what's his name? Although the Gemara doesn't discuss who's who. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Shnayim Ein Mezamnin, according to Rav, who holds that Shnayim are Mezamnin, right? And there's according to the one who holds that two can do a Zimun, the answer is it really is a Zimun. It is a Zimun. In other words, what he learns is like this, that really, when the Torah said, God L'Shem Iti Roma Shmo Yachdav, the Torah was telling you that when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, there is another tzura of how to make a bracha. That the halacha of Echa Nevarech La'atzmo is gone. That demand of Echa Nevarech La'atzmo no longer has a priority. But the only thing he learns is that when the Torah said, God L'Shem Iti Roma Shmo Yachdav, that's where you have a chiyuv to do it this way. In other words, when you have three being mishabeach together, then it's a chiyuv. The chiyuv, you have no right to utilize the normal method of a person being mevarech la'atzmo, even though that's preferable in normal situations when you're alone. But when you have three people, you are chayiv, there's a chova, to utilize this new tsuras bracha, namely called zimun. Okay, bracha achas l'kulam. That's what he learns. But he learns that once the Torah set up the situation of chova, he holds that wherever you have a tzura, that you could have echad being mevarech l'sheni, that you could have a birkas tziruf, a joint bracha, that you have to say is possible. That's what he holds. He holds that, in other words, he holds, you can't say three is a quality. Three is not a quality. He holds two is a quality. Three is just a quantity, but it's a quantity such that the Torah created a chova, that when you reach that level of that number of people, now there's a chiyuv. You don't have the option anymore of whether make your own bracha or making a joint bracha, a birkas tziruf. Then you have a chova. Whereas according to the Manda Amma holds three, he learns that the very chovas zimun is the case where the Torah was docha, the din of echad mevarech la'atzmo. That's what he holds. So he looks like the three more, I guess if you want to put it like as a quality. The Torah sees a certain quality in three. Okay? And once you have three, that's when it demands. I was thinking, I don't have a definition for it, but like you also see, for instance, right, the Rama says, I don't know which Rishonim he's quoting, I didn't look it up, but the Rama says, right, by the Seder, by the Haggadah, that if you have three people, then you do Korah Va'ona by Hallel at the Seder, even if it's, men and women. If you have three people, then you say, Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Kam Chasto, in a responsive manner. In a Korah Va'ona, Yomarna, right, Yomruna, right, all those things. So you see, there is some idea of Shlosha when it comes to Shavach. But over here, that Mandama holds it. That's the Chovas Zimun, is the Docha of the Din of Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. Whereas the other Mandama holds that no, that from three, that's true, that's when the Torah made a demand, made a Chayachiyav. But from there, you have a right to extrapolate that in Birkas HaMazon already, a Birkas Tziruf is possible. And therefore, two already is a Rishus. Two is possible. So therefore, if you learn that, then of course everything's very good. Because really, two is a Zimun. So then why can't the third guy leave? So that's the answer. The answer is Gadol HaMetzuvah Va'osa. Gadol HaMetzuvah Va'osa. That's the answer. That's why I had to go to that principle, Gadol HaMetzuvah Va'osa. Because really the quality of Shevach between two and three is no different. So from the standpoint of Zimun, you could not argue that he can't leave. He has a right to leave. He's not in any qualitative manner destroying the Shvacha Shalmakom of having a Birkas Tziruf. So therefore, the Gemara answers, no, gadol ha-metzuvah v'osa. So now the Gemara makes sense again. Yeah, okay, so I'm being reminded that the kashas that we raised last week. Yeah, so so the reason why the mandamar, it's one answer. The reason why the mandamar who holds two doesn't have to bring a pasuk, because the answer is he does learn it from God L'Hashem Iti. But except God L'Hashem Iti is a chova. That's how he'll learn. He'll learn Minohan Amili. If you asked him Minohan Amili, the answer is that's correct. The source of the halacha, the source of the halacha is God L'Hashem Iti. Ramam Hashem, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havo Godol Elokeinu. That is the source to do a shevach shel tziruf, a bracha achas l'kula. That is the source. But he says you have a right logically, since the quality does exist by two, then it's his opinion, Rav's opinion is, you have a right to extrapolate and say that two should also work. Why should you restrict yourself to three? That's what he holds. So he has no problem with Minan Amelia. He has no problem why the Mandama, why Rav doesn't, we have no problem why Rav doesn't have a pasuk for two. Because it is from God L'Hashem Iti. Except he just learns, that's the instance when you're chayev. I was wondering, I was trying to think of another case, I couldn't. But like, where do you have another case where you have a certain quality, but the chayev comes about with a quantity? And I couldn't think of a case. I like to think of a case. But that's this case, according to Rav. That's what you have to say. I mean, quite frankly, you have to say that even without a svara, I mean, right? He holds Shnayim is Rishus Mezamdin, and Shlosh is a Chova. The facts themselves tell you that. I don't think any... That's the only Tashma that needed to be redone. I think that's it. You know, from here we can go further in the Gemara already. Yeah. It's funny in a way that we come back to the problem in a way. I mean, we're not addressing it. But, you know, that number three does come back a little bit. We try to avoid it, but we're just going to have to accept it. That's it. That's what the pasuk is koveya. What exactly is the nature of three that we haven't got down to the bottom of? Yeah. Now, if you'll notice, just to show you that we're now on the right track in this sugya, you see, take a look. You see, we should never have skipped this tosis to begin with. That was a mistake. Can't skip a tosis. If you look on Mem Hei Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil, Imratzil Lezamein, Ein Lezamnin. Right? So right there, right on the very machlokas itself. So look what Tosa says. Pirish Rashi, V'chein le'inyin ha-motzi, u'shar brachos, ein ha-echon nevarech la-hotzi chavero. See, Tosa quotes a Rashi, that's from Amud Beis, as he's about to say, that this halacha of rimrotzu l'zame, ne'im ezamnin, is not just a halacha insofar as... Zimun and Birchas Amazon. It applies to Bracha Rishona too. Ein Echem of Varech Lahotzi Chavero. Legabi Hoda Amar Abaye. Naktina and Shnayim Shachel Kaachas Mitzvah Lecholik. Ulavarech Kalecha Laatzmo. Bain Birchas Amotzi, Bain Birchas Amazon. Lashon Rashi. When Rashi got up to the, that Braisa of Shnayim Shachel Kaachas Mitzvah Lecholik, Rashi interpreted to apply to even Birkas Hamotzi, not just Bracha Chrona, Zimun, etc. Okay? I mean, Tosis himself argues, but we'll take a look. We'll see what Tosis argues about. We'll do that. It's probably worthwhile just to do it. I don't know how far, you know, hopefully we'll be productive there, but we'll do it quickly. You have to just take a look quickly. See, Tosis says, Veloni Hira, Dila El Perakates Mivarchin Buvda de Bar Kapara, Nasan Bar Kapara Rishus Lecha Lavarech, Ushnayim Havu. So Bar Kapara gave one guy the right to make a bracha, and it was two people there. Right? Ahavu Hasam. It was two people over there. Va'od, Ihavu Shlosha Hasam. If you want to tell me that maybe there were three people there, I don't know if he tosses means that maybe Bar Kapara is concluded as one of them. I'm not sure. Okay, but whatever. If you want to say that there were three, lo ayusham el peiros. But that was only a case of peiros. Okay? Meaning to say that that was a bracha rishona. You see? And he allowed him to do it. It wasn't a case of birch samazon. It wasn't right? So you see that one guy can make a bracha rishona for another guy against this Rashi. Okay? V'chein nam yamin l'kaman d'alamar echad mavarach l'kulan. And also the Gemara says later in the 8th parak, right, if they bring Eish into the base of Medrash on Motzei Shabbos, that one guy can make Bori Me'ara Eish for the whole base of Medrash. Okay, so that's against Rashi again. That one guy can't be Mavarach L'Sheni by Shar Brachas. Okay, there are laid the Mavaracha Rishona, Motzi and Zedzeh, Shnayim, L'chuli Alma. Okay, so he says, it seems to me that by a Bracha Rishona, definitely they could be Motzi Zedzeh. Okay? Vatam hol v'yoshin l'achlo, yachad, daitin l'tzaref, v'echa mavarach l'hotzi chavero. Aval b'bracha shol sov suda, sh'mistalkin zemizeh, tzarech l'varech halecha l'atzmo. Okay, so Tosus learns that Rashi's wrong only in the sense that it doesn't apply to bracha rishona. And he gives this svara here, which we'll get into. Okay? Alright? He has a svara, why a bracha rishona? But definitely you see Tosus holds that by bracha achrona, sarach levarech kolecha la'atzma. That's for sure. And the only notable exception will be the idea of zimun. So you see, I just want to show you from this Tosus that the issue is about, revolves around the question of echad mavarech la'atzma. They're really a person supposed to be a mavarech. And you can't just dispense of that. That you have no right. Except if it's considered, if it's Zimun. It's an idea of Zimun. Okay? I'm just showing you basics. I mean, we have to come back into that. There's a very long big Tosus in Chulin. But I just want to show you that right away, Tosos, from this Tosus, you see what the whole Sugya revolves around and where he puts, you know, where he puts the address of Imratzel Azamein Eim Azamnin. He puts it in the context of the whole question really revolves around the halach of Echad Mevarech L'atzma. That's just what I want to show you. Okay? Alright. We'll come back to that. We will come back to that. Be'ezra Hashem. So now getting back to the idea itself. So the Gemara is operating that the guy who holds three holds that the Chova Zimun is Docha. The Chova Zimun is Docha. And when do you have a Chova Zimun? Only when you have three. So now it asks Akasha, an Amid Beis, by the Toshma of the women, that you see that women are Mizamnos. I'm learning like Rashi now. Women are Mizamnos, and they are never a Chiev. They are never a Chiev. So you see that it's not the Chova Zimun that's Docha the Din of Echa Mevarech L'atzmo. So the answer is, the Gemara answers for Rabbi Yochanan, no. Shiny hasam de'ika deyos. So what is that saying? That's saying that you're right. It's not the chovas zimun that's docha the din. But it's the kiyum of shlosha. The Kiyam Shlosha of Gadol Hashem Iti, because he holds, the guy who holds three, holds that's the only time that the Torah set up There's the Torah was Koveya, that three is a different Tzuras Bracha. It's a Tzuras Bracha of Gadol Hashem Iti. But it doesn't require the Chova. As long as you have three gavras getting together and being mishabeach, being mevarech, then you have gadol Hashem Iti. So there's no kasha from the women. It's true, three is a chova by men. But still, three women can utilize, they don't have to be mevarech la'atzman. Why? Oh, because they will have the kiyam of gadol Hashem Iti. So it's the kiyam of shlosha. The Kiyam Shlosha is the docha of the din of Echad Mevarech La'atzma. That's the Gemara's answer.
Thank you.